Get new test chest from Hay Tov Shalom, test November
19, 1978,
on Sunday.
We should go over in the Gavish, the Sefer Aschus, on the leaf, the Ramban, and then the long run there, the long run. If it's too much time to go over inside, but you should go over yourself. The run that starts with the Halacha Shavuot Abrit up to the Mishnah of Tzvayim Shishol Hashnidi, and also the Sefer Aschus, several Sefer Aschus on balance. We discussed the Machlokes Zid and Tesis, the Abmetraim Shikin is the same Shikin as Tesis Shikin, that according to Rabbi Zari, it's similar to the Dalai Lama Zira and Abu Tesis. Alright. Bichim Mashmah Zed Basra. So what does Tesis say? Tesis establishes the proposition that according to Rabbi Lezer, so a chesime without it in Yisir are not effective. Because according to Rabbi Lezer, only in Yisir are valid in the shtar. And the chesime without it in Yisir, according to Rabbi Lezer, do not make the shtar into a shtar. So, and that's also the shita of Rabbi Nefrad. V'chein mashmah tzeret bas, kam shnayim sheshol kushmi kikin, ushmiseyem shodim, v'nisar vuleisim shtemozu, וקומה בדמורה, לא יקרב לעזר, ושמיה במסיר בהי בינה, בהי בינה עם גר שאב רמי הנלחם, לצורך לאימא, ומשלו שינה הירה, דיבוי לרב מאיה, שימוך אך מתייחם, כי דאמרים לו בריש כל הגה, דאבי קוס אבלגר יסק די לו, ואיר לרב לעזר, סגי בדחסים, אמר לאז יקרב לעזר, דלי במסיר ביוחה, ויחסים לסעגי, אלו משמע, ואילון בו ירד לזה, ראי למיסי ירד. זו אימן שזה רעי. די מיש לזה שניים ששולט ושני גיט, ושני סי נשוף, דבוית, בואו את גיטים, סוד נעים, זו גרד בן צד הסי, יסי בן שימן. So we get number one, the name of the husband is Yisi Ben Shimen, and we get number two, the name of the husband is Yisi Ben Shimen. So, and then it's the Sarabu, and they sent to the same shliach. Both his and Shimon's sent the to their wives to the same shliach. But then the shliach forgot which get is to be given to which woman. He was told originally, but then he forgot. He was out. So in the melee, so what is the answer? The same shliach has to give the liver, both getting to each woman. So then, each woman will be divorced by Mother of Shech. So there will be two diseases. So first, he gives the get, he gives both getting, he gives to the wife of Onisim Shimon, and then he picks it up from her and he gives it to the wife of that Onisim Shimon. So maybe they'll both divorce. So the Gemara says, this is what Abaye says, that this Mishnah can accord only with Rav Meir, but it cannot accord with Rav Lezer, because... Man tano, but Rav Yomi like Rav Lezer. Vi Rav Lezer, ki gdo marim nisir ikar, se uliad vei minayi kam ikar, she... Aba yoma, yodim Rav Lezer. Ei, mili boi Rav Lezer, ak sivir lishmo. Sivir lishmo, mi boi. So Rabbi Yomiya says that this Mishnah can only accord with Rav Meir. So Tesis Arabuche wants to explain why is it good according to Rav Meir? Why is it good? On the contrary, according to Rav Meir, it has to be Muchach Teichel, and Nid Ashtei Yisrael Shimon. So from the get, it's not Muchach, it's not apparent which Yisrael Shimon is divorcing with the particular get. So Tesis says, according to Rav Meir, it's all right, because we have to apply the Mishnah to the case where it's Mishwashi, where three days are spelled out in the get. In one get, it's mentioned, Ani Yesei Ben Shimon Belevi, Migalish Esishti. And then in the other get, it says, Ani Yesei Ben Shimon Ben Ruben, Migalish Esishti. So, as far as the get is concerned, it is Muhammad Dichai. Only the people around here, they don't know who is the wife of Yesed Ben Shimon the Levi, And who is the wife of Yosef ben Shimon ben Reuven? But there is no diminution in Nuchas Mitechet. But according to Rav Meir, it's a light as long as it's Mishalosh. That's basically Shittosi, because this is Shitti is that according to Rav Meir, it's a Nuchas Mitechet. We saw, I mean, that Rashi and the Rabban Achirik, that according to Rav Meir, it does not happen to Mishalosh. But this is Shittosi. Mashenkin, according to Rav Lezer, so since Rabbi Yehonah says, since he said in Misirei Kalse, so they Misirei have to know with which get a particular woman is divorced. And since he gets to give both giving to each woman, so the Misirei, they know that she is divorced with one of the two giving. But with which get is this woman divorced, and with which get is the other woman divorced, then we don't know. So in Mele, it's not, Rashi says, it's not in Sine HaBoreres. And it appears that according to Rav Yirmiyeh, so according to Rav Lezer, that in Misirei Kalse, so the Kosav does not have reference to Nechsive, but the Kosav has reference to Nechsive. So in Mele, not only Nechsive has to be Lishmo, the Nisine also has to be Lishmo. What does it mean, Nisine Lishmo? If the Nisine is Nisine HaBoreres, but if we don't know with which Nisine, the woman is being divorced, whether with this Nisina or with that Nisina, so in Mele, it's not in Nisina Mvorez. This is what Rashi says. Poliyade Nisina Deyina in the Garshi. Veinzu Nisina Lishmo Mvorez. Virab Leze, Akim Yechsima Lishmo Liboye, Al Kokoch Lishmo, Dikosa Biko, Akosa Vinosa. Akosa Vinosa. Akosa Vinosa. Alright. So this is Kashi, this is Taiz. If we say that in the Kotra Blessed, so in the Chsime, can also validate it yet as a valid starting in. Now, here, there is no problem with Hameya. Why is there a problem with Hameya? Because it's Mishaloshim. So in the Mele, there shouldn't be a problem with Hablezer either. And the base because of the Yechsime. The answer is no. That according to Hablezer, the Yechsime do not validate it yet. Only in Nisire. And see, so the Mele, the Nisire don't know. But if according to Hablezer, it could become again without the Nisire. Just in the Yechsime. And the Yechsime do know. Because it's Mishaloshim. So when the Edim signed the get, they knew exactly which get is for the wife of Yosef ben Shimon ben Levi, and who is Yosef ben Shimon ben Reuven. So the Mele should be put even according to Rav Lezer. So it's a raya that according to Rav Lezer, without any Misire, it's no good. Edim Sime do not validate the get. Only the Misire. And since the Misire have to validate, and the Misire don't know with which get she is being divorced, so maybe it cannot become a valid get. That's the right. Will Rabbi Lezer sage be the Chsime, amal asik Rabbi Lezer, doli the Misire neoche, be the Chsime sage, elo mashma, leilo boi Rabbi Lezer in the Misire. Now the Ramban is for us rules, so you refuse to try it. That Ramban agrees with Shire Savim, that they call it Rabbi Lezer. So he did Chsime, without the Misire also, the Lezer get to the Shire, so I'm going to say, what does he do with this? Raya, so the Ramban is for us rules, mentions a very good parents. It's under me, the Muhammad Hashem. Muhammad is not in us, so sorry. So, Muhammad is called the Terutzim of the Ramban and the Amunis Kashis. And Sefer HaSchus is called the Terutzim of the Ramban and Ayat HaSchus. All right, so it's in Muhammad Hashem, it's in Pirkei Avot Parashat Levi, it's Daf Mem Vov, Daf Mem Vov. Oh. So in the middle, ומאידה אמינו לפיר כי ביסום. ומאידה אמינו לפיר כי ביסום. The 23rd line from the end of the Nehemiahs. Umaydam Rino befiert die Besonne. Die Rablesa, die Dommer in die Sirikasi, wo die Jade behinden eine Kasche, mischen sich sauber einfach. Die Rechen der Rabnea, wo ich sie mir nicht mehr, mischen die Sirikasi, wo ich Name, wo ich Rablesa die Sinne nicht mehr, mit mischen die Sirikasi. Hilkach in die Idee, wo die Kosser Achone lo nicht mehr, lava Kosser will gut kommen. Die wo Ksimis agen, sie nicht ist agen, wie Ksimis du, er war abend in die Sire, er war Kosser, wie nur sein kommen. Och schäme ich jetzt auch, ich sehe mich mal, ich habe das ja, auf dem Schnee schon mit der Sime, mich mit der Hecke und Neima, wie Kosa, ach, sind das Handy, du gut kommen, schau, ich bomme ihm, schäme ich ihm, Christ und Laget, kach zu euch, ich sehe mich mal, mit mir schäme ich ihm, schäme ich ihm, sabe ich mich hier, wie zu euch, schäme ich, Christ ist nicht mal, Hilke hat ihn nicht schon mit der Sime, Name, da hat er auch nicht mal, Kosa, wenn er es mir auch nicht kommen, und mit Schuhe, Damn, what's the way I say? No, did the mistake record with Rablesa too? Eva, Doma Rablesa, Xidolishmo. Xidolishmo, me boy. Damn, you know, the name of the Xidolishmo, Xidolishmo, me boy. A few like it, see. I'm going to be only a Missile Kixido, Xidolishmo. A few, Yisha Midersini. So he answers very simply the cache of faces. He says, the thing of an army, according to Rablezer, the Dimsiri Kase, but Idersime is certainly Kase. That goes without saying that Idersime can execute the Shtar, can validate the Shtar to invalidate Shtakim. But according to Rablezer, that he says, Idersime Kase, so in the Torah it says, because of, so the Torah has reference only to Idersime. So certainly the Torah, the expression of because of law, it does not have reference to the Messiah. Mashiach came, so the melee, if it's Mishu, so the melee, this get is good. Mashiach came according to a blessing, who says in Messiah Kasi. So the melee, he is forced to say that when the Torah says, because of law, we know Sansiva Christus Biyoto, that the because of has reference to the Xime. So not only does it have reference to the Xive, but it has reference to the Venosan also. Because of law, Venosan Siva Christus Biyodo, so according to Rablezea, the law relates to the Mikosa and to Venosan. In other words, both. According to Rablezea, we cannot say, according to Rablezea, so Mikosa has reference to Xive, that's all. But according to Rablezea, that the Mikosa has reference to the Xive, so the melee, not only is the Xive required to be Nishmo, but the Nisina is also required to be Nishmo. So in this, what is Nisina Nishmo mean? Nisina Mvoreres. But if it's Nisavu, doesn't know with which Getchi is divorced, so then it's not Nisina Mvoreres. This is the Teretz that the Ramban knows. Now, according, the Ramban has to give this Teretz in order to be Niyashi, the Kashi of Tainsmith. Against the Shittes of Eve, because the Ramban Shittin is that the Shittes of Eve that says that the Nechsime is Kase, according to Rablezer, is because when Rablezer says in Misere Kase, he only means after Misere Kase, but the Nechsime is certainly Kase. So then the question arises if the Nechsime is certainly Kase, so just as it is valid, according to Rameyer, so it should be valid according to Rablezer also. So we mean that the Ramban has to resort to this Teretz, according to Rablezer, the Nisire Kase. So we mean that not, so the Kosa of law has reference not only to Nisire, but to the Nosan also. So it's not in Nisire Veres. But according to the Ram said that the reason is why the Rav says that the Nisire without Nisire is effective. Not because according to Rablezer, it's after the Nisire Kase. Enoch and Ame, according to Rablezer, the Ram says, when he says in Misere Kase, it means only in Misere Kase, not in the Chsime per se. And that's the distinction, the fundamental difference between Rameyer and Rablezer. According to Rameyer, so it's the Chsime per se that validates the Shtar. According to Rablezer, it's in Misere per se that validates the Shtar. But if the Ari the Chsime and the Isha produces the Get, then we know that the get was Nimsa Melabali and Isha. How do we know? Through the Nechsime. Suppose there would be a Nechsime, just Ksav Seifer, so then we wouldn't know, because the Isha herself might have written it. But if there is a Nechsime, and we know that Eidim don't turn over the shtar once they sign it to the ishe, they turn it over to the baal. Now the ishe produces it. So what does it mean that the get must have been turned over, handed over from the baal to the ishe? So why? So it's an ansade that there was misire. Why is it an ansade that there was misire? Because of the yachsime. So namely, the yachsime themselves are in the biror of the misire. The yachsime themselves are in the biror. And the chassidim themselves are in the bureau of Anderson.
Right.
And yes, what
I understand how the Ramban said answers the difficulty.
No, so the Ramban's teretz is that true that the chassidim can validate the shtar, but according to Rabbi Yomiyeh, so I'll leave it to Rabbi Zer, but the Misire Karase, so the because of law refers not only to the chassidim has to be lishmo, but it relates to the word that is mentioned after the law. So that is because of law vinosa. So the law relates to the because of and to the vinosa. So in other words, the ksile has to be lishmo and the sin has to be lishmo. So mainly with the salvo there is no ksile lishmo. But according to Rabbi Meir, who says that because of his reference to the ksile, so the law does not relate to the funnel and to the acho. But the law only implies that the chsine has to be lishmo. The nisine does not have to be lishmo. So mele, even though it's misalvo, and the misire is not lishmo, it's not the misire on voreres, but it's still a good gerish. Alright. Now, vei devogel rab netam leima. So, one proposition mentioned by Tezves is that a contrabazer in misire kase, so it's only in misire, but in the chsine not. And in the chsine not, neither per se, on their own merit, can they validate the shtar, nor can they, the chsime, according to the Tesfes, validate the shtar with Tiras and Misir. That not true. That is Tira. So he says, Vei, the Rogel Rav Netan Leimach, Da Filu Rav Meir, Boi Eidim, then another Alochel, the Tesfes says, Da Filu Rav Meir, Boi Eidim, Mishat Nisim Esagel, Da Indogo Shebeah, Popochis Mishnah. That even according to Rabbeya, that the shtar becomes a valid shtar kinyan for the yachsime, but by yet we have two requirements. One is ashkuya shtore. It has to be shtar kinyan. So that's shtore's dikeshaya. So that is subject to the same dinim as other shtore's. So just as the shtar matone according to Rabbeya becomes validated as an effect as a valid shtar kinyan through the yachsime, so the get also becomes validated as a valid shtar gerish, as a valid shtar kinyan of gerish through the yachsime. But then by gerish there's another aloha of indoor shebeal kochs mishnayim nikim adoha, just as hamkadish b'dechol yichishim b'shok, when it's mikadish b'keseh, so it must be mikadish in the presence of two eidim. So when does the gerish take place? B'shach misire, even a mayor is waiting. When does the kinyan take place? Bishas misire. So maybe there must be eidim misire who witnessed the ma'isa gerish. Otherwise, so it's not valid because kedushin and gerish require eidim l'kim adam. So in other words, what says the shite? That gerish also requires two eidim l'kim adam. Kiyam. So he says, afilu rameya bo eidim bishas misire sagim. The Indoba Shabbat of Pakistan. The Hei, Shtama Planis Karaka, who is Shtamaka, Shuliki and Karaka, Veil Raya, Emil Kul, the Blazer, in the Dua Shal Yos Mithri. And the same thing is true that Bashtama Tonic, according to the Blazer, if we know that there were no Eidim, Eidim Sire, so then it's not a valid Shtaki. So Mimele, if it's not a valid Shtar Kinyan, it's not a valid Shtar Kinyan, so Mimele, the Shtar is not valid. The Shtar. So at first the Isra says two elements. Number one, that Eidim Misire are required in Lalu Dera Meir, and this for Vidor Shiva was Mishnah in the Kinyan. And the second proposition that is mentions, that the court, that in respect to the Ashvish to respect. So according to Rav Lezer, it becomes a Hefter of Ishtar, it becomes validated as Ishtar, as Ishtar Kiyan, only through the Misire, but through the Simenah. And it doesn't become validated through Eder Sime, either on the score of its own merit of the Eder Sime, nor on the basis of the Eder Sime becoming the Eder Sime. Then Teisa says, Miri Yesh Lechal. And here comes a very complicated part of it. Miri Yesh Lechal. The Li Yemom in Dimahani Yigaz Baldin Kimei Yidin Sagi Eder Sime Yemom in Yigaz Baldin. And the Dushin Vidayrashim Dimahani Yigaz Baldin שבי בחייב לאחר, ובידוש נוס על הקריבים, ובידוש נוס על הקייב. Now, then Teisa says, no. And Teisa, the same thing Teisa mentions, that youth. So, in other words, this is contrary to the second thing that Teisa mentioned. The first thing that Teisa mentioned is that Tiv Malib and Rav Meir will acquire in Yisirah because of Kirmadon. So there's nothing to do with the shine of shots. Then the second thing that he mentions, the team Shtamatone, according to Rav Lezer, Eder Sime without any Misire will not be good. Because, according to Rav Lezer, only the Misire validate the Shtar of the Shtatinian, but Eder Sime not. And the Eder Sime are not capable, per se, on their own merit, to validate the Shtar of the Shtatinian, nor are they capable to validate the Shtar of the Shtatinian on the basis of the Eder Sime becoming the Misire. So we discussed it last time, but Teisus is made there that insofar as the Shtarai is concerned, so Eder Sime certainly validated the Shtarai and Shtarai. So we see, and Shtarai means the Rai of Edis, it doesn't mean an extraneous Yisrael. So we see that the Teisus also, how is it a Shtarai? And according to Teisus, it's even more of a Shtarai than according to the Rai. Because according to the Rai, so the Rai of Shtores only tells us that since the Isha produces the get, so it's a riot that it was Nimsam Yadabal Yad Isha. But the Rai of Shtores does not go so far as to tell us, as to advise us, that since the Isha produces the get, so it's a riot that the get was Nimsam Yadabal Yad Isha in the presence of a Nisim. That not, according to Teisus. So the Rai of Shtores goes even one step further. And he says that once an Isha produces a get in Besen, so then Besen doesn't have to hesitate. And Besen can readily and promptly give a psak din to the Isha to get married. But, and we don't have to be afraid. Maybe the get was Nimsa Mirabalia the Isha in Benil in Atzmo, because we stole a Be'achas. So in other words, the Rai of Shtores, according to Teisus, goes even beyond the scope, according to him. So, that means that it's not an extraneous Rai, it's not a Yehoches Vadis, it's the Rai of Shores. But, it doesn't validate, even though, as a result of the Isha producing the get, it's an unsabi, that the get was Nimsa, we are a Bali of the Isha, but it doesn't validate the Shtar as a Shtaki. It does not. Why not? But, as a Shtarai, it does validate. So it's not a Yehoches Vadis. It's a Bureau of Edes. It's a Bureau of Edes. The answer is, according to Teisus, so if we say the Misirei Kaase, so in order to validate the Shtar Shtakim, there must be a Riyasidim, not just a Bureau of Edes. An Ansade is a Bureau of Edes, but it's not a Riyasidim of Edes. They didn't observe it. If you were to ask the Edechsime, the with the Ishim Dreshes, so they might say, how should we know? We just sign the get and then we give it over to the Baal, and what happens next, we don't know. So, they are not in the Rie, they are only in the Biro, but they are not in the Rie, and they cannot even be in the Hagodah. They couldn't be Magi, unless they happen to see the delivery of the get from the Baal to Isha. But if they didn't, so they couldn't even be in the Agode. They are only in the Biru, but not in the Rie. So this Veshite is obviously that in order to validate the Shtar of the Shtatinian, it's not enough that it has a Biru of it in the Shtar, that the Messira has a Biru of it. It must have in the Rie, in the Rie, in the Agode, the possibility of being in the Agode. But if it is Nisbaria through the Eidim, through the Yersime, by itself, not through the Agode, not through the Rie, then it doesn't become a Shtar Shtakim. And that's the machlokes between Teisus and the Ram. The Ram says, that they live according to Radlezea, so Yechsim without the Nisire is Kase, but not on the on the basis of their own merit, but on the basis of the Yechsim becoming the Nisire. Why? Because they are in the Nisire, and the people are the Nisire, but they are not. They are not in the real Nisire, because they don't even know, they didn't see, they didn't observe that. Who we know? Who their sine and the tfise of the get by the issue, so we know. So they are in the view, but they are not in the real. So in other words, according to the Ram, what validates the shtar as the shtar in the view of the Nisire. And according to Tesles, they in the real. The Riyas Reini validates the Shtar is a valid Shtar Kinyin. Alright, now, so then Teisa says that maybe a Shtar Matone without a Nisire and just a Yersime would be valid. Why? Because the Indian Momain, the Mehanye, Doaz Baldin, Kimeidi, Sadeh, Yersime, Kimi, Doaz Baldin. Dus die dingen zullen we handig dat doen. Misschien ga je wel geen onderwijs als waar krijgen, onderwijs als waar krijgen. Nou, wat is het chat niet? Nou, it's not a simple thesis. Now, it seems to me that this thesis, the medium is lachal, and thesis says the same thing about you. Has the baum, that you are the best. Has the baum. So he says, when you read, die regen was immer mit jetzt wieder an die Zimmer schon die Woche. Wir sind nur was noch nicht mehr weit, wo die Zimmer ist heuer. Doch ein anderer Zimmer ist da noch. So ist nicht mehr gekommen, weil niemand noch die Story nie über den Weg. Schön hier rein. Jetzt auch heute. Wir nassen auf die Zimmer schon die Kinder. Aber ich stammt noch in den Koscher mit dem Reise und die Nische im Schreien und die Schaß ist hier. So at first he says that without the Messire, it's not well in stammt noch. Even though they are in the Zimmer. Then he says, but feel in Neymar. So I feel in Neymar is like the Mishle Chalem. Losh. ואפילו אם נאמר שיש להם אטומי שחוסן בישראל. כושר מתסביב לא ידמסירה, היינו משום שידוע, עוד ידחסים שהם שירים מן התירה שבהשתה מהניס לרם קאבר. וכן כושר בילו אסלס, שהוא כיקוף וקופאיבי. אבל בשטר שחיתו חומים, שאין לי לא ידמסירה, לא ידחסים, שכשהם לא ידבדים חושתם, זה יודע. ואבא חס ודאום. So you say that. Now, let's go over a Gemara in Dushin in order to understand this thesis. I think that this view of Shlachali can be explained in several different ways. In several different ways. Three or four ways. We could explain the thesis on the basis of Rabbeinu Tam's deen. On the basis of Rabbeinu Tam's deen, that in other words, because what does Rabbeinu Tam say? That even according to Rameya, if Nisire are imperative in the get, because without the Nisire, so even according to Rameya, so we don't have any Kimado, so the Dushin is moving void. The Dushin is moving void. So this is what Jesus says. This is what Jesus says. You see, at first, Jesus said, mentioned 2 hours, one proposition of Rabbeinu Tam's proposition. That Gerishin requires Eivim Nikim Adobo just as Dushi Kesef requires Eivim Nikim Adobo. And then the second aloha, that as far as the Ashwi Eshtore aspect is concerned, so according to Rav Lezer, it becomes a Hefter of Ishtar, it becomes validated in Ishtar only through Eivim Nisir, only through the Rie, through the Rie of Nisir, only through the Eivim Nisir, but not through the Chsir. That was it. Now he says, no, we can say just the first thing of this is Rabbeinu Tam's deen, that Gerishin requires Eivim Nikim Adobo. But as far as the Ashwi Eshtore aspect is concerned, so then it can become validated to the Chsim Etuv. So this is what he said. Miri Yesh Lechal, Dili Yemomen Limhan Yidaz Baldin Kimeidin. So in other words, by moment we don't need Eivim Nikim Adobo, because if by moment we require Eivim Nikim Adobo, so then Hidras Baldin wouldn't be effective, because Hidras Baldin 1,000 times, but we need Eivim Nikim Adobo. But by moment there is Exel Sakos of Kiyuzet, so even without Eivim, if Ruben says, I borrowed from Shimon $1,000, so this is made to be yodet. So, but he didn't borrow the money in the presence of Eli, So if there had been a requirement of the Kippah Dova, or he shouldn't be liable, the answer is Munibusado is Shakre. By moment, we don't need any Kippah Dova, only we pull it. So, but Mashay came by. So we need the Kippah Dova, if the contra metamu required, Ebi Misire, if the contra mea, Abu Tam says. That if the contra may require is because of the Kima Dovo, so Mele, Edechsime, without the Nimsire, so the Edim Kima Dovo is left. Mashenki, Bashtamatone, we don't need Edim Kima Dovo. All we need is that it should be a Hefzer Vishtar. So in order to become validated as the Shtar, so the Edechsime can also validate the Shtar. But by Gereshin, true, it becomes a Shtar Gereshin to the Yechsime. But we need Deidi Nekima Dovo. And how do we know that we need Deidi Nekima Dovo, that the Glass Baldin is not effective? Mir Yishachal, you need more money that Baldin can be even studied in Yechsime and came with us Baldin. And we should give Yereshin more money that Baldin. We should hire a head. We should not allow a head. We should give Yereshin more money. Now, why does this say, if that's the chat in cases, so why does this say, why does this say, you should be higher than him, you should not select him, or the Jewish not select him? But here the reason is why, by Gdush and by Gerash, so he does Baldin is not effective, because he does Baldin, because we need Edim Kim Adolo. So Mele he does Baldin is not effective. Because without Edis, the Gdushin is no Gdushin, after the Shrein Edim. So the Gdushin is not effective. Why the states emphasize the fact that the Dar Baldin is not effective? We should be Chayim Achirim, the Gdushin is like Chayim is not effective. So in order to understand this, we have to go over the Gemara in Gdushin. That's all I have. Alright. Limore has a machlekes. That's a machlekes. Whether well, I'm cutting with the other person, you know, for anything. So then the Limore says, my other law, Rav Kano Omar in Chishish Lidush. Cutting with the other Chishish Lidush. Rav Popo Omar Chishish Lidush. Omar Rav Asher Rav Kano, you said that I'm cutting with the other. Is a Chishish Lidush or why? Because we need the Din, we came out of all. My diet. The Alf is Domo Domo Bimome. Mal hau ni glas baldin kine idin dome, afkani glas baldin kine idin dome. Molech, we learn out, you learn out that two idim are required by Gdush, because dobo dobo be momen, so if you do learn out by momen, so you should learn out, the just is by momen, he does baldin is enough, so by Gdush, should also be enough, and if the Baal and the Isho are both made it, that he was Mikadish the Isho, Beni Levin Atzmo, without aiding, so it should be a valid Gdushin. Because you learn out from Mame. So whatever is true of Mame should be true of Gdushin. So why do you say that I'm Kaddish be Decho? Not only that I'm Kaddish as a Yisho Beni Levin Atzmo is in Cheshishan Gdushin, but even I'm Kaddish in the presence of Idecho, so in Cheshishan Gdushin. So in Mare says, Omalei, Hosom Lui Kochai Vachine, Hoche Kochai Vachine. So, by moment, so he does Baldinsky made in Dome, because he's not Chayvachim. Mashen came by Gdushin, he's Chayvachim. Why is Chayvachim? So Rashi says, because he becomes Osir in her craving, she becomes Asur in his craving. Other Rishonim say we don't have to resort to it, because the fact that she becomes Asur Kula Ome, that in itself is Chayvachim. Chayvachim. Now the question arises, so suppose there is a Gdushin, that is not Havlachim. So as far as Ashestam of Havlachim is concerned, because he becomes also in her craving, she becomes also in his craving, suppose, what is Mikadosh? Suppose a Ger is Mikadosh Gers. They have no craving. He got Mishnah. So then there is no element of Havlachim, eh? So then, even a Mikadosh Bein Levin Atzmei, if you care, Mikadosh Gieres, Bein Levin Atzmei should be Mikadoshes, because we learn out from Momen, and just by Momen we say, that's what we can make in Domen. Where don't we say kilo double leading dame? When it's chavachine. But if a ger is mikadosh liyeve, so there is no element of chavachine. And then the other pshat of chavachine, because she becomes a sur l'alme, so the Rashi says that's not really chavachine. So now, by moment we say that it's not chavachine, that it does baldin is only when it's not chavachine, but when it is chavachine, then the baldin is no limits. What does it mean chavachine? So be more exuberant. Now let's say Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and then he had his order. So if he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, so Ruvain Sode became Mishube to Shimon. Then Ruvain had a Sode that he sold to Levi. Now Shimon wants to collect from Levi, but he has no shtar. He has nothing. But then Ruvain comes to Besdin and he says, I gave you shtar. If it's a shtar, if I gave you shtar, so Levi shtar is given Chosim Shimon. So Levi Hagodasoy, Levi Hagodas Ruvain, that he says that I gave him the shtar. How is it that Shimon is not able to produce the shtar because he lost it. He lost the shtar. Mimele, so if he had to say, so it was a little bit shtar, Mimele the sode that he sold to Levi is Mishuba to Shimon. Because the Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And at the time he had this sode in his possession. So the Shimon was selling this sode. Then later on, after the alboy was made and after the shtar was executed, so he sold it to Levi. He sold it to Levi. Now Ruvain is made there that Shimon had it, that he did lend, that he did borrow from Shimon $1,000. And that he gave him a shtar, but that the shtar was lost. So the Gemara Yisrael says, that Shimon cannot collect the sode from Levi. Why? But he does baldin, it's chavlachine. He has no mnemonis to prejudice the rights of a third party. So memele, so that's an inyan of chavlachine. So why? So over there it's called chavlachine because through his idoye he's taking away the rights of Levi, because Levi owns the sade, he bought it, it's his. And through his idoye, he wants to deprive Levi of his sade. So he has no mnemonis. But no one will say that if Ruvain, let's say, was the morikame of a certain sade, and then he's made there that he sold that sade to Shimon. He sold that sade to Shimon. And then a Levi would produce a shtar mekach, that from Ruvain. So Mimele, he will not be able to say it's chavlachine because he was made there that he sold it to Shimon because he is not. Chavachine means when you take away a right of the person. But a person has a right to sell the sode to whomever he wants. So Mimele, you cannot say just because it will turn out to be to the disadvantage of another person because he can buy it from Ruvain, since it was already sold to Shimon, so Mimele is Chavachine. Because that's not Chavachine. Chavachine is only when you take away of a certain schus from a third party. So here, why should it be considered chavlachine just because she becomes also alone? That's not chavlachine. I mean, the whole world, all the men in the world, have a schus to marry this woman. If he's made it, that she's married to him, so he cannot marry her. That's not considered chavlachine. Chavlachine is only when you deprive a certain right. ומסתם לדוח הפירוש מחייב אחיד בנס רק לא אלפה בידוס הזו, ואין לכם איזה שנזכת אושם מחייב איזה חייב, מחייב פרש רך, פעמים שבו אחר וקיצ'ו, למיצת בידוס או מחייב איזה לאחר, עד כאן. מי הוא הקד הקשיה, מהי מחייב עסיקה, דמי ישלאו, ומהי שייך לבי, דיני מי שיחייבו לבידוס או, every man in the world has his schools to marry her, and the male, if she says, that she got married to another man, so maybe she's not nemenes because she's chavla chinet. She doesn't owe any obligation to any man in the world that she should keep herself free to become married to any other man. So mi akat kashe vay mechayvesike de mai yislalei umai shaycha beigdei mishiyachim lo midoso otu mishehide shemo chasodei lechavei en nemon u mitchino mechayv achine u mitchino mechayv achine. Then he mentions that the Chavla Achine of Metzie, but if you look at Nachman Gomer, if you look at Metzie, how much be a Metzie l'chavere, you come a chavere, because you have time in Mishum Dutim, it's Baruchim, what is Chavla Achere, and after Pishay Snachir, and you have a Mishum Schus, Shana Heosom, they have a Kehef, they have a Schus Hakilolel, we need to say, Kim Chayim Achereim, so you list his Bob below your shoes, and we can't shame Odom Schus Olel, we know the Mzeich Hebal Midaito, my Chavla Achereim Ike. And then he says, "Vei dafiu b'mokim shechav la'achirim kol kanitzi b'zeh sheyichim lochi v'achshov lohem b'foneinu ba'al kolchon nemenesi b'amir shemechayiv ez b'idosa." Because b'yoto, because of the migin. So even if it had been revealed b'chayiv la'achirim, but since it's b'yoto, to become mikudeshes, so mimele, he should have nemones, even if it's chav la'achirim. So he mentioned the Gemara b'mitzia, that a person has nemones, even to be chav lachine, if it's biyode to do what he says happened, because since it's biyode, so it's why he's telling the truth. Because if it's not true, why should he lie? He can do it just now. So because of that, the Rashba says the pshat in face is now that now then the Gemara mentions marzutre v'ravade sove v'nei rav more barisa polik nirsaye v'adai. הדודי, עושה לי כמה לרבשי, אומרו לי על שני עידים עומר רחמון, דיבוי ללמד על מוצא הדחקו, וענן להבר, או ידיעו לו מלכאי ממוצא לדיסאד, עומר לו מלכאי ממוצא לדיסאד, so מרסות רבדי סובה, the sons of רבמורי בריסאה, so they made a look in the state of their father, and then, but no one witnessed it, בינו לבין עצמון, they made a certain look of the estate, so then they came and they asked רבשי, was the chluke valid or not? What do they want to know? Whether chlukas momen requires any mikimato. Maybe chlukas momen is like dush. So I'm kadish be decho decheshu is dush, even though it's endless. But the dush is null and void. Maybe momen too. If a chluke is made between yoshim, so if it's not witnessed by eidim, so it's null and void, even if they are made. So that's the question that they ask Ravashi. So Ravashi told them, "Loiv usad olishak." That means that momen doesn't require eidim likimatovo. If somebody borrows money from another, even though there are no eidim present, he's still mechuyev to pay. But without eidim, so the other person can deny or make it a hak. So it's loiv usad olishak. But it's not necessary to have eidim likimatovo. But mazutcha ravade sove hedisofik. They had a suffix. Maybe momin also requires even the kimadoko. Why? Because the Torah says, Al pishnayim eidim yokum dovo. Bin kayim dovo rakosimitabe. So that means that the eidim are mikayim, the kinyan, the chluke, whatever. So that's why they resulted aitoch, that every kinyan momin, so requires even the kimadoko. And without eidim, so it's null and void. Even though Klapishmai is Galye, that it is Emes. So then Rabashi told them, no, why not? Because there's a kosuf of Ki Uze. So there's a kosuf of Ki Uze, that's made in Mikzas. Ki Uze. In other words, if somebody is made in Mikzas, it's high to pay, but I know it being. So it's a bio from this kosuf, from Ki Uze, that Momin doesn't require it. So the Rashba says, and that's a big Chiddush in the Rashba says that since without the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Kiyuze, that I would say that Halvoe and every Kinyan requires Eidim Likimato. and without any, so even that woman doesn't require any mitzvah dovo, only pure, and the sakosu of yokum dovo, bin kaimi dovo rakos mitaveya, that this, the aiding, the bureau of aiding validates that the kiyye, the answer is, the sakosu for kiyuse applies only to a case where it's not havlachine. But in the case where it is havlachine, we don't have it there as a kosu for kiyuse. So in melee, we need aiding mikima. So the Hashbos Kiddush is that by moment two, if it is havlachine, so in order to be lochem lachine, so then we need aiding mikima where it's havlachine. So that's why the Torah says yokum dovo. But there is exactly, and without the sakosuk of kiyuse, I would say any momen requires a mikima dovo, even if it's not havlachine. But because of the sakosuk of kiyuse, so we limit the sakosuk of yokum dovo, that kima dovo is required by momen only to a case of havlachine. But where it's a case of havlachine, so then it is really, we really need any mikima dovo. So that means, in a case, well, let's say, where Reuven is made it, that he borrowed from Shimon $1,000, and that he, we, and he gave him shtar, and then, and that this Sodeh, would, that, that, and that this Sodeh that is now under the shoes of the Lekeach of Levi, so, it was, became Shuget to that chayim that he borrowed from Shimon. But, Where is the shtar? The shtar got lost. So the Gemara says in Ksuves that he's not lemon because he's chavlachine. So there, it means that even though it's emes, even though it's klapishmaya, it's emes, so vis-a-vis Levi, who is chavlachine, there is no shimut. Vis-a-vis Levi. There is no shimut vis-a-vis Levi. Because we need the Eidim Kimadoro. It's not that he cannot collect because he's not Nemon. So the Mele we think that he's lying. It's even if Tlapishmai is Galia that he's telling the truth. So there is no Shibut Ligabelim. Because vis-a-vis a third party to who, to his detriment it is. So the Mele we require Eidim Kimadoro. And if not for the Zazakosov of Kiyuze, then every woman would require Eidim Kimadoro. Every Eidim Kimadoro. This is what he says. So Mimele, so he says that since we have now the question arises, Monepshach, how can we have a din of Eidim Kimadoro by Dovah Shebe'avo when the whole mocking of Kimadoro is the Al-Fuseh from Momen, and by Momen we say we even Sadr Rishak. So that's the difficulty. So the Rashba says, no, by Momen there is also Eidim of Likim Adobo. And if not for the Sakos of Kiyuzeh, then every Momen would, every change of status in Momen would require Eidim Likim Adobo. Every Kinyan, every Chukke would require Eidim Likim Adobo. But there is a Sakos of Kiyuzeh. But vis-a-vis Havlachine, we have no Zerzakosu, so they will require a Yimikim Adobo. And that's the pshat of Al-Pishnai made in Yokum Dobo. When is it Yokum Dobo? Likim Adobo, when it's Havlachine. So in Mele, since by Gdushin it's Mein Havlachine, it's not a real Havlachine. Because the fact that she becomes Asura Laume is not a real Havlachine. Because no man in the world has his chus in the isha that the isha should maintain herself available so that he could marry. So mimele, it's not a real havlachine, but it's mein havlachine. So mimele, we learn out that every kedush, every dovah shebe'avo, since every dovah shebe'avo has a semblance of havlachine, so mimele, we learn out from the real Havlachinom. This is what the Rashba says. This is what the Rashba says. So Memele, what is the net result? That Dovah Shebe'avo, every Dovah Shebe'avo, requires Eidim Likim Adobo. Masha'im Kei Momei, only when it's Havlachine, it requires Eidim Likim Adobo. But it's not Havlachine. The Ktseis says something else. He in Simen Membeis, the Ktseis says something else. He also raises that question. I mean, this Gemara is very difficult. We learn out from Momen that Dovah Shebe'avo requires Eidim Likim Adobo, but by Momen itself, there is no requirement of Eidim Likim Adobo. So how can we learn out by Elbo that it requires Eidim Likim Adobo? That's the kasha that Bada the Rashbo and Bada the Ktseis. So the Ktseis says something else. The Ktseis says, goes one step further. And he says that Enoch Nami, every Momen, even if it's not Havlachine, so requires Eidim Likim Adobo. But Eidim Likim Adobo does not mean Dakke Eidim. It means that any chain, any kinyan in Momen that is done in such a way that it so clandestinely, that any kinyan, what does it mean Likim Adobo? That any kinyan in Momen that is done so secretly and so clandestinely, that it cannot be nisbarer, it's incapable of being nisbarer ever. So then, even though Klapishmai is Galia that the Kinyan took place, so it's null and void. So it's null and void. But if there hadn't been a halacha of Idu Asbaldin Kimei Dome,
So then, any kinyan that would be done, shalom in the presence of Eidim, would be incapable of being nisbar. But since there is exeras hakos of kiyuzeh, so b'meile, every kinyan is capable of being nisbar through the bal gogo's own admission. So b'meile, there is a kimadobo. The halacha of kimadobo doesn't mean davke, that it has to be done, the kinyan has to take place in the presence of Tuedi. It means that it has to be done under such circumstances that it will be possible to be verified, to be nisbar. Now, if there hadn't been exeras hakosof of kiyuzeh, so then the result would be that a kinyan that is not done in the presence of Eidim, if somebody would make a kinyan agboye or chazoke or mishiche, should not in the presence of Eidim, would be incapable of being nisbar. But since there is aloha vidas valdikim Eidim dome, so if Ruven was makne, he started to Shimon, and Shimon made the kinyan chazoke, so even though Shimon did not make the kinyan chazoke in the presence of Eidim, but it's still capable of being nisbar. If Ruven would come to Besen and say, well, I was marked to him, and I saw that he made a king hazoke, or I was marked and saw that him, and he gave me the money. So Kaki is not the kesef. So Mimele, even if it's not in the presence of Eidim, even if that knoye took place, Bengalabi Natsmo, not in the presence of Eidim, it still is capable of being nisbarer through the biru of Hidoye. Mashein came by Dushin and by Gerashin. So Hidoye is not a biro because it's chav lachine. So memele, it's incapable. So I'm kaddish b'le'edim. So is incapable of being nisbarer. So memele, since it's incapable of being nisbarer, so it's null and void. Even though for Abishmai it's galye that he was mikaddish. But if Dushin and Gerashin hadn't been chav lachine, so then hidoas of the mikaddish and mikudeshes would be mivareya, so memele a kedushin beinu l'atzmo would also be a valid kedushin because it would be capable of being nisbareh. It's similar to what the Rashba says, but there is one difference. According to the Rashba, so only the moment that is chavlach inner requires a nikimatomo. Yeah, and according to the Ktseis Acheishen in Simon and Veiz, every moment requires a nikimatomo. But a nikimatomo doesn't mean dafkeidim, not dafkeidim. Eidim Lekim Adoro means that it has to be done in the presence of someone who is capable of being Levar. So, since by moment there is a Sakosov of Kiyuzeh, that it was Valdin Kim Eidim Dome, so any Kinyan that is done Benil Levin Atzmo, not in the presence of Eidim, is also, it can be considered as if it had been done in the presence of Eidim. What's the Yichas if it's done in the presence of Eidim? Then it can be Nisbar. So if it's not done in the presence of Eidim, it can still be mivare. The Baldin can be mivare. Masha'inkim Bagdushin and Gerashin, if the Baldin will come and say, if the woman will come and say, this man was mikadishin, so he will not be forbidden to marry her sister, because it's chavlachine. So mainly it cannot be nisbare. It cannot be nisbare. Now the question arises, you'll see that the Ramban Shita is like it says. In other words, what the Ktzeis says is really implicit in the Ramban Kedushin. Now, so according to the Ktzeis, so in other words, Dovah Shebe'arba and Momin are Tainach. The same thing. We learn how Dovah and Momin. Just as Momin requires Eidim Lekim Adovah, so Kedushin requires Eidim Lekim Adovah. But by Momin, so we say that if there are no Eidim, somebody was Makne, so that another, and there are no Eidim, so it's effective. Why? Because there is Kedim Mekim Adobo. Because even if that way it was done Shaloi in the presence of Eidim, but Hidoas Baldin is Nemo. So the Mele is capable of being his barrier through Hidoas Baldin, that's like Eidim. Masha'in came by Kedushin and Gerashin, so the Baldin is not Nemo. So if it's not, the Kedushin is not done in the presence of Eidim, it's incapable of being his barrier. But the question is, there is Aloch of Shavu and Afshech Tichad Yisrael. So if a woman comes and says, Miss Kadash, so she's not allowed to marry any man. That's Midraisi. So Mimele, even if she says, Miss Kadash, Bain Yili Bain 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 Bain, And no ending, she should still be asura. Because true, it requires Eidu Nikim Adomo, but it's not aloha that it requires Eidu Nikim Adomo. It requires Birurim Nikim Adomo. Nemones Nikim Adomo. And this can be inspired by her own testimony, because Shavya Nafshetich Nisoe. So the answer is, by Momain, so we can say Lechatzoy. Let's say, if Ruben is made in best, that he lent, that he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, so then he's nemo only gabi himself, but he's not nemo only gabi likuches, because it's chavlachine. Mashiikim by dushin, that you cannot have a chalish dushin that should be valid ligabi yourself, but not ligabi down likuch. That you don't have a dushin lechatzoy. So mele, and the whole aloha of shavu nafshech tichad nisuch. If Hito Aso Yisho would be valid, she would be Nemon. Ligabi Kulalome, so then every Dushin Bengalim in Atzmo would be capable of being his barrier through El Medoi. But Elisho is not Nemon Ligabi Acheri. Elisho is only Nemenes Ligabi herself, Shabin Afshatir Nisure. So Mele, that means that if the Dushin took place in her own presence, and that's always the case, so it's not capable of being nisbarer ligabi kol eilom. So if it's not capable of being nisbarer ligabi kol eilom, so it's not capable, so it's null and void in ligabi herself. In other words, so if a woman will come and say, a certain man was mikadashim, but there were no Eidim presence, so then Bezdin will tell her, you can get married to any man you want. But if a woman will come to Bezdin and say, Reuben was Mikadishli in the presence of Shimon and Levi, but Shimon and Levi went overseas, and they will probably not come back for the next 10 years. So then will Bezdin tell her, you cannot get married to any person. You cannot get married to any person until you get a get from Reuben, the way you say. But if she says, Niskadashti Ruben Benil Vinatsnoi, so then we cannot say that there is Eidim Likim Adomo, because she can be mivaled through her own Idoi, because Shavir Afshechter Nisoi. She'll be able to be mivaled only vis-a-vis herself. So that's not considered Likim Adomo. By Mome, so there is Mome Lechatzoi. So Bemele, even though when the Baldin is made there, so he's only Mivare Ligabe himself, but he's not Mivare Ligabe third party, but there is Momel Chatzoy. And this is, you'll see, I mean, I don't want to spend time, but if you look over the Rambam and the Gemara Daf Sabachei, so you'll see that the Rambam says the same thing that exists. Now, so it can be explained, this thesis can be explained. He says, "Mirish lechalik during the moment the mahani yidras baldin kimeidin sadi b'nechsimik mokim yidras baldin. Avo b'dushin geir l'shem mahani yidras baldin. Mishin lechay v'achim the b'dush noslak feiv and kimeid noslakim." So the pshat in thesis could be either in accordance with the shita of the Rashba, or in accordance with the shita of the thesis in the base, which I think is the shita of the Ramban. I don't know. I mean, the Birkas Shmuel discusses that. I mean, and they all mentioned the Ktzeis, and they all mentioned the Rashba, but I didn't see that anyone should say that what the Ktzeis says is really implicit in the Rambam. I can't go over it, but you look up the Chiddush Rambam and Dushan, and that Gemara, you'll see that the Rambam really says the same thing. So we can explain that the Yish Lechalik, that the first days were said, 2 hours. That first of all, that the Malib the Rameya required Mikima. The second aloha is that they said at first that shtamatone alibide rablezer is not valid if he doesn't have an insira, even though it is a chesin. Then they says miyish lachalik. In other words, that in the second motion teisves accepts the first aloha, but the second aloha not. In other words, that alibide rablezer that the misire comes. So Edim Sire validates the shtar as a shtar kinyan, but by shtar matone, Reb Lezer will be made that if there is a chsime, so it becomes a valid shtar kinyan. Why? Because there are two questions that have to be considered. One is the question of likim adam. And one is the, by get, there are two questions that we consider. One is the question of Hekimah. The other is the question of Ashwi Ishtoi. So in the first portion of Teisve said that being in regard to the question of Ashwi Ishtoi, and being in regard to the question of the Hekimah Gavur, we need a Rie. So in order that the Kedushin should be valid, from the point of view of the Hekimah Gavur, so what validates the Kedushin or the Gevashin under the law of the Hekimah Gavur? Only the Rie. The Via saying, not the Piori. So Mimele, even according to the Meir, if there are no Edim Sire, so true, if we have a good star, we have a valid star, everything. But we need Ria Saidim in order to validate the Kedushin under the law of Likimata. And then he says, and Shtamatone too, in the first version he says, Shtamatone too, where the question is, so Teisve's shit in the first question is that what validates the shtar? As a shtar, as a valid shtar, kinyan, so it's the rear of the nimsire, not the biru of the nimsire. So the mele yidari dechsime, without the nimsire, true as far as the biru is concerned, so it's an ansadik, then Teisve's is also made it. But as far as the kinyan is concerned, so the rear of the nimsire has to validate the shtar as a shtar kinyan. So the male is no edim sire. So through the yachsime, it's an ansade. There is a biru that there was a misire. But in order to become a heftz of shtar, there must be the ri of the misire. And where you don't have a misire, so the yachsime are not a ri on the misire. The yachsime are only a biru on the misire. That is not enough to validate the shtar. The second motion says, in regard to the question of Indom Shabel Pons Mishnaim, so the second Roshan agrees with the first Roshan, that in order to be valid under the law of the Kima Dovor, it is the Ria Seidim that validates the Kedusha, the Gevashim, the Kima Dovor. But just in the Biru is not enough. But in regard to the Ashwi Ishtore question, so he says, that let's say according to the Ksei Pshat, which is really the shita of the Ramban, I think. So Mimele says, in Shtamatone, where there is no Eidim, in Shtamatone, where there is no Eidim, Likium Adovo, in Shtamatone, where it does Baldin is effective. So Mimele, according to the Rashbo, it's better. So, in Shtamatone, when Eidim Likim Adovo is not required, because it's not Havlachine, so there is no requirement of Eidim Likim Adovo, so we don't need any Rias Eidim. All we need is the Livrume. So, the Dashmi Ishtore. So, Dashmi Ishtore, it becomes, the Shtar becomes validated as a Shtar Kinyan, the Shtamatone becomes validated as a Shtar Kinyan through the Nibiru of the Misire. So mainly Yibdari Dechsime, so there is a Nibiru. A Nibiru. And according to the Ksenz Pshat, we can also say that since by Momein, so Idoaz Baldin is Kimein Dore, so Mimele, that means, and we don't need Dafke that it should be verified and Nisbareya through a Biro of Eidim. It can be Nisbareya through a Biro of Idoaz Baldin too. So Mimele, it becomes a Heftza of Ishtar Kinyan by virtue of the fact that through the Idechsime it's an Ansade that there was Misire. So Mele, the Misire has a Nibiru. And in order to validate the Shtar Kinyan, we don't need a Nibiru. The first question holds that in order to validate the Shtar Kinyan, we also need a Nibiru. But the second question holds that in order to validate the Shtar Kinyan, we don't need a Nibiru. A Nibiru is enough. So Mele, through the Idechsime it's an Ansade that there was a Misire. So we have a Nibiru. So the Misira is Nisbarer, Chet is Nisbarer. If it's Nisbarer, it becomes a valid Shtar Kinyan. Masheinke ligabi get. So there we have a requirement of the Likium Adovo. We have a requirement of the Likium Adovo. So Mimele, since we have a requirement of the Likium Adovo, So and Rikina Dogo requires not just a bill on the Gerashim, but a Deliyah of Gerashim. So even though it's an Amsade, there was a Misira, there was a Gerashim, but the Gerashim are not a Deliyah of Deliyah. Now, next time, we'll go over all the tastes we eat, not in case we go there, because I was reminded that we skipped before the Chine, we did not go over these cases, with nine cases in the Chuba. So we'll go over all the cases up to the next Sukkot of Amnabiyo.
In Chofal Cheshem Hei Tav Shalom, it is November 21st on Tuesday.
First, with the Yishin Chalot cases. Now, so I mentioned the Gemara in Kedushin and the difficulty in Gemara in Kedushin and the difficulty consists of what if we learn out for a moment, so it has to be analogous to moment, and by moment there is no aloha of the Nikim Adobo. So how do we get the aloha of the Nikim Adobo by Yalkut? So there are two terutzim. One terutz is given by the Hashbo, Igdushin, and the other terutz is given by the Ksisachation in similar ways. And what the Ksisachation says appears to me to be the sheet of the Rambanim. Now the terutz of the Hashbo is the Tenoch Name, by moment itself, if there hadn't been exas a Kosovo of Kiyuze, then I would say that all Chiyuvim only require Yigdushin Adobo. And then I would say that if there wouldn't be any aiding, so then there wouldn't be any chiyuv, if not for example Sakosov of Kiyuze. Now that we have the Zakos of Kiyuze, so money does not require a Nikim Adobo. If somebody borrows money from another, even if they are no aiding, so he's still mechoyev. He only has to prove it. Bezdin will not be given for him if Bezdin doesn't know. But if Bezdin will find out that his claim is true, so then Bezdin will be given even though it was not witnessed by him. But the Torah still says, so there is one category of moment that requires any Nikim Adobo, and that is Chavrachim. So Chavrachim. So in other words, if Ruben, let's say, if Ruben borrowed money from Shimon, and he had his son, and then he gave him Ishtar, so he should be able to be given from the Chosef Shebodim. But if there is no aiding, so then he would not be able to be given from the Chosef Shebodim. If there wouldn't be aiding. So because the Exasakosov of Kiyuze does not apply to a case of Harlachim. So that means vis-a-vis a third party, if there is no aiding, so it's not Bechoyim. So there is no Shibut. If there is no aiding, so then there is no shibud dan in the chosin. There is no shibud dan in the chosin. Only if there is aiding. Now, so the melee, when we learn out, doba doba b'momein, so doba shebe'avo, v'dushin gittin is not a real chavrachine, but it's kein chavrachine. It has a semblance of chavrachine. It's not a real chavrachine, because what is a real chavrachine when you take away certain schus, certain rights of a third party? Mashem came by Dom Shebe'ava, you don't take away anything. She comes also to Kul Alme, but Kul Alme have no schus to be able to get married to her, but it's gain chavrachine. So the male sins, it has a semblance of chavrachine. So Dom Shebe'avo is deduced from Momin that is Mamish Chavlachine. So the Mele, just as Momin that is Chavlachine requires any Nikim Adobo, so every Dom Shebe'avo, which is not a real Chavlachine, but just Kein Chavlachine, it has just a semblance of Chavlachine, requires any Nikim Adobo. So the Mele, that's the Rashbos. So we can explain the Pitzvitz in accordance with the Shittu of the Rashbos. Miu Nishmechalik. Because first they said two aloches. First of all, that in Misira required Ima Lindra Meya because of Indoshe Bel Pasa Schneider Kimadovo, and then he said that Halimit Rablezer, Ibn Shtamatone, if there are no Ibn Misira, just in Yersime, it's not valid. Then he says, no, the Shtamatone, that has in Yersime, no Ibn Misira is valid. Why? Because we, a moment in the Hani, Glass Baldin, Kime Edi, Sagib Yersime, Kome Baldin. Because moment does not require, according to the Rashi, so ordinary moment doesn't require any mitzvah, only in relation to a third party, to whose detriment it is, then it requires any mitzvah. But any moment that is not related to a third party that to whose detriment it is, so then doesn't require any mitzvah. So since ordinarily moment does not require any mitzvah. So we only have the problem of Ashvui Eshtov. So he says that as far as the Ashvui Eshtov question is concerned, so in the second Roshan Teisa says that even Reb Lezer, that says in Misirika, says, but the Yersime can also validate the Shtam to Ishtakin. But by get, even though the get becomes Ishtakin through the Yersime without the Misire, but the Maisa Adirish requires to end the Mikimadovo. So if there are no Edi Misire, so the Geirish is not effective because the Mikimadovo is lacking. And that requires a Riye of the Misire. Mashiriki Vashtamatone, so it doesn't require Edi Mikimadovo. It only requires Edi to validate the Shtar and the Shtakinian. So even a limited Rebblezer who says in the Misire can say, but the Yersime can also validate the Shtar and the Shtakinian. Now, the Tzeit says, on the same kasha, how can we learn out that Kedushin requires to Eid Mekimadovo a moment, where moment itself does not require Eid Mekimadovo? So the Tzeit says, that Eid Mekimadovo, a moment also requires Eid Mekimadovo. And that's the Pshat al Pishnai Meid Yochimdovo. So in other words, the Biruv is indispensable towards the validity of the king. And if there hadn't been a halacha b'idras v'adin k'me'edin domeh, so then any king that is not witnessed by Edin would be null and void. If there hadn't been a halacha b'idras v'adin k'me'edin domeh. But there is a halacha b'idras v'adin k'me'edin domeh, so true that the king of Momen, let's say, Mishicha Chazoke, Agboye, I mean, or any kinyan that requires Edim Rikimadovo. What does it mean it requires Edim Rikimadovo? It means that if a kinyan is not witnessed by someone who can be Mivareya, so then it's null and void, even though Tla Bishmai is Galye, that the kinyan did take place. So in other words, if there hadn't been a halacha because Vadim Kimeidim Dome, if Reuven would sell a field to Shimon, and without aiding, so it would be null and void, even if they would both be made. But the reason if he does what he made in Dome, so if Reuven comes to Bezin and he says, I was makne my sode to Shimon, then he is Nemon, so his agode is as effective as agode of Tuaini. So mainly it doesn't make any difference whether the Kinyan is that way is made in the presence of two witnesses who can be Mivareya, or that way is made B'nei Rivei Hakine. It can still be Nisbareya through his own Agode. So in other words, Likim Adova doesn't mean that it has to be witnessed by any. It has to be witnessed by someone who can be Mivareya. If there's since there is a lot of Midrash Vadim Kimeidim Dome, so even though it's not witnessed by outside parties, but it's witnessed by the Nesin himself is Eides. So in Mele, there is a Kimadova, because, and if by Dushin, the Baal or the Isha would have full Lemones, not the kind of Lemones that they have Shabin Abshatech Yisurei, which is limited Lemones. This is Lemones only in regard to herself or in regard to himself, but it's not full Lemones. So mainly if there had been a Locher Vidoaz Baldin, that the Isha has Lemones, Ligabi Kul Alme, not just Ligabi herself, so then Hamkadesh Beinei Levin Atzmo would be valid Dushin. Two, there is a loche of al kishnai midim yoku dovor and dovor dovor. It has to be witnessed by Eidim. But if the Isha would have full nemones, so every dushin, even if it's vayner v'natzmo, could be verified by the Haggadah of the, by the Isha, or by the Haggadah, by the Baal. But the fact is that the Isha does not have full nemones. She only has limited nemones of shavit afshav tehel yisuet. But she does not have full nemones. The Baal does not have full nemones regarding kol alme. So mainly that means that if the Baal will say, I was mikadish this Isha, if the Isha will say, come to Bezden and say, the Baal was mikadish me, so then it will not be his Baal. So the mainly since it cannot be his barrier by the Isha herself or by the Baal herself, so when can it be his barrier? Only if it's witnessed by Tuelim. So the mainly I'm kadish me there for the facial illusion. So the mainly according to the Ktzeis Pshat, we can also explain the Teisve as the Mi'uish Lechalik in the same similar way. In other words, first Teisve says to Alachas, the first portion of Teisve says to Alachas, that Eidim Isira required by Ger, Begera Shmi, Valib and Rameyea, because of Indor Shabal, Fox Mishnayim, Lekiman. And the second thing that Teisve says, mentioned in the first portion is, that Yushtar Atonea, Lib and Ramlezea, must have Eidim Isira. And if he doesn't have Eidim Isira, it doesn't seem it's not valid. Because a shtar kiyen can only become validated by through the misire, not with the sin. And this is as the second motion, Yish Lechalei. As far as the first thing that the first motion says, the second motion agrees that Gaelashin requires in misire valid Rameya. So the mele, a get that has either sin or in misire, is not valid in according to Rameya, certainly according to Rameya. But in regard to the second thing that Teisve mentioned in the first portion, so in the second portion, Teisve says something else. And Teisve says that even though Rav Lezer says it is here kase, but in Yersime is also kase. So the Mele Ishtamatone, so is valid with Yersime without it in Yersime. But a get, that has a Yersime and no Yersime is not valid because of Yidoba Shabbat of Mishnayim, Likimadova. So then you ask, but as the Ksei says, so Matone also requires Biro Likimadova. Likimadova. The answer is it requires a Likimadova, but not Achedi. Nemones of Likimadova. Anyone who has Nemones. So even without taking, the Baldin himself can be valid. So there is Likimadova. Mashaikei. By Gerishin and by Kedushin, so there is no full nemones by the Baal of the Isha, because it's Havlachine. So the Mele will require Eidim Lekimadova. So if it has a Dechsime and no Eidim Isire, so the Gerishin is not valid because it's not witnessed. The Maisa Gerishin is not observed by Kedushin. Then you can ask a monarch according to the Ktzeis. The Ktzeis says that if Momin requires a Nikimadova, if Momin the same way as Kedushin and Gerashin. But by Momin there is always a Nikimadova, whether it's Eidim or the Balbi. He's also Eidim, Kimei Eidim. So he has as much credibility as Eidim. So mainly every time a Baldi makes a kinyan, or is mishaying himself, or does something that imposes upon him a certain chiyuv, so the mele, it's witnessed by himself, and he is in a position to be mevaroed, to logical alme. So the mele, there is a yimikimadot, but by Kedushin Gerash and the Baldin cannot be mevaroed, so when is it witnessed by someone who can be mevaroed, only in the Aredim, but in the Amoredim, even if there is a Medechot, he wouldn't have the honest, he couldn't be mevaroed, so the mele, there is no yimikimadot. So the question arises, so then Teisve should say that by Shtamatone, Teisve here only says that Shtamatone that says Eidech Sime without any Sire is good. Because Eidech Sime is also Kazi. But by Gereshin it's not good because Ilikim Adolo is lacking. But by Shtamatone there is Ilikim Adolo because of the gospel being. So Teisve only says that in regard to Ishtamatone that has Eidech Sime. Teisve should go one step further. And Teisve should say that Rishtam Atoneh, that was not written with Savyode of the Neisim, and there's no Eder Sire, and there's no Eder Sime, and there's no Eder Sime, but it was Nimsa, the Rishtam Atoneh that was written with Ksav Sefer. And there it was written in the text of Rishtam Atoneh, Sodi Mechol, Ani Ruvein, Ani Mechel Ochez HaSode, Leshimeh, Lechoshimeh. So, and there's no Eder Sime, no Eder Sire, but it was Nimsa. So Mimele, since it can be verified by the Nesim coming to Besdi and tell Besdi that he was Nesim a text of Ishtar Matonet that was not signed by anybody, but was written with the Ksav Sefer. So Mimele, he'll be Nemon. So it should be a Vavuchtar. The answer is, the Ksenis only says that in regard to the requirement of Eidim, Rikir Madovo. So it's not Halohe Dafke. Of Eidim Rikir Madovo, it's Halohe that it has to be witnessed by someone who has the monies. But in regard to Dashmish Tore, the Ksei says in similar ways, there, in order to become a Hefzer of Ishtar, it has to have Eidim, not just the monies. Not just the monies. It has to have Eidim. But if, let's say, if there is, so in the case where the Ksav Atoneh is written with Ksav Yodeh, then the Ksenis would be made. If the Ksav Atoneh would be written with Ksav Yodeh of the Neis, and no Eidim Ksim and no Eidim Sireh, then the Ksenis would be made that it would be well Ksav Atoneh. Because then there is mnemones inside the shtar. Masha'im came, if the shtar is written with Ksav Sefer, and it is has no Eder Sime, and it has no Eder Misire, so it doesn't have any Eder. It just has the Misire was witnessed by the Baldin himself, and he has mnemones. But what will he be Mivareh? He'll be Mivareh that he was missing a piece of paper, a worthless piece of paper. So Memele, it's not a Hefzer of Ishtar. In order to become a Hefzer of Ishtar, it must have either a Yersime or a Misire or Ksav Yodeh of the Nesim. But if it's not written with Ksav Yodeh of the Nesim, nor is it signed by Yersime, nor does it have a Misire, then it's not a Hefzer of Ishtar. But why couldn't we say, just as the Ksei says, that in regard to the Aloche of Eidim Rikim Adovo, so not only if the Kinyan is witnessed by Eidim, who can be Mivareh for their Adonai, but if the Kinyan is witnessed by the Baldin himself, who can be Mivareh for Doras Baldin, so the Mele, it also fulfills the requirement of Rikim Adovo, so why shouldn't we say in regard to Ashmi Ishtore? So the Ksei distinguishes. Akshui Ishtore, in order to become a Hefzer of Ishtar, so it must have either Eidim, so either Eidim Sime or Eidim Sire, or Ksav Yodeh. So Ksav Yodeh, even though it's not Eidim, so it can also become a Hefzer of Ishtar. Mashiach, if it's written in Ksav Sefer, and there's no Eidim Sime, and there's no Eidim Sire, but it was Nimsa by the Baldin, by the Nesim, and the Baldin is Nemor, so then it means that it, what can it be Mivareh? It can be Mivareh that he was, may say, an ordinary piece of paper. So then it doesn't become a Hefzorish. Now, there is, that some would say, the Hebrew nation mentions that even the name of Reb Chaim, I'm skeptical about that, whether Reb Chaim said it, but he mentions in the name of Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said on the Rambam, in Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam says in the Kalam Hilchas Mechira, Aloch Ezay, Kitsa Bishta, Kosa Vrei Alan Yor, Vila Cheres, Vila Ole, Sodi Nusun Aloch, Sodi Nechur Aloch, Kipi Sheiki Ashta Al Yodei Kom, Afal Pi Sheini Shomidim Chal, the other pishing a star shavikim. So the Rambam says, so it's a good star matoni. בפירות, היור, החרס, סובים מחוץ, סונורוך, סובים מחורוך. כיוון שהגיע השטר ליוד איסקון. כיוון שהגיע השטר ליוד איסקון. So, אף עתי שאין שום אידו, שאין שום אידי כבר. So that means, that even though it has no ending, and some assume that when the Rambam says apopishation leading plow means not only it has no ending sine, it doesn't even have ending sine, because if the Rambam had meant just there is no ending sine, he shouldn't use the expression plow. But it is the apopishation leading plow. Apopishation leading. The Rambam emphasizes apopishation leading plow. What does it mean plow? Neither ending sine nor ending sine. No, it's still in Berlish Tarakhami. So why is it in Berlish Tarakhami? Now, the information mentions in the name of Reb Chaim, I'm skeptical about it because it's inconsistent with what I heard from my father, the Chaim of Ruach, in the name of Reb Chaim. So I'm skeptical about it. I'm not Chas V'Sholem saying that he fabricated this story, but you know, sometimes it's Mipi HaShmuah, so one says he heard it from this one, and this one says he heard it from that one, Reb Chaim said, and Reb Chaim never said it. So I'm very skeptical about it. But anyway, the information says that Reb Chaim said that, in other words, that just as the Ktzeis says in regard to Yidoba Shabirot Pochas Mishnayim, that it doesn't mean it has to be witnessed by Edim Davki. It can be witnessed by, as long as it's witnessed by someone who has credibility. So why Dushan and Gerashan, the Baal and the Isho, have no credibility? Mashi because it's Havlachim. Mashi came by Mamei. So if it's witnessed by Mason, so he also has credibility. So Mamei it's considered like as if the kingdom had been done before the Eidim. So in regard to Ashpi Shtore, we can say the same thing. A similar story. That in other words, true that it has in order to become a Chepzer Vishtar. So it must be signed by the Chsime, or be witnessed, the Messiah must be witnessed by Edim, but even if it's not signed by the Chsime, and it's not witnessed by the Messiah, but the Messiah himself witnesses it. So the Melech, and he has credibility, because he does what he can even do, it becomes a Chepzer Mishtar. So the Melech, that's the Shittas Rambam, כיצד משטר פוסם היה יור החרס היה לאולס או ניסוי לוח של נחור לוח כיוון שהגיע השטר הוא יודע קונן אבל פי שאין שומעים עם כלל so that was even though it was written mixed up same there and no it is seen and no it is seen so it's about the Shtaratone but if without Hades it's not the Chepzer Mishtar and it has no Hades the answer is Hades doesn't mean that Hades means someone who has the money so Mele if the Nesim himself would come and say, I was made there, this Shtar HaTonei that was with Mixa